purple chicken. Yeah, stiny.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, back to Wiggins.
You deserve that.
Oh, from Filmo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
There's nothing.
By the way, hey, Filmo, congrats on the new job.
He got a new job?
Yes, he did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. Congrats on the new job.
We support our loyal listeners.
So we came out today, Evan and I, talking about the Niners, and kind of want to go back to them a little and add some context to what we were saying. And if you're a 49er fan, there's no way you can be happy with what's happened so far in training camp. The question now becomes, how much tougher are they making it on themselves? And we have a list of stuff that's going on, and I just no longer think that it means nothing. I think that the way that the season is starting, and I get the regular season hasn't started, but this is part of the season, training camp, that they're making it tougher on themselves. And I'm talking about all these things. Ayuk holding in, Williams holding out, McCaffrey getting his contract, Purdy with the contract hanging over him all season, McCaffrey's injury, Ricky Pearsall's injury, Greenlaw and Armstead not here from last year, Greenlaw, of course, getting hurt, Steve Wilks getting fired after the season last year, and some people, Bosa, basically saying that he didn't really disagree with the decision and that there was something going on there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't think it's setting up well for the 49ers. And I agree with Evan, if I can speak for you, that these things tend to linger. And they never really go away. And I don't think a Super Bowl team helps itself at all when it gets off to this kind of start. And I do think that the situation with Ayuk and Williams is now reaching a point where they're not going to be as good week one, at least, as they should be week one. Now, when does it go away? I don't know when it goes away. But I brought this up yesterday, and I made a point just to say it. David Lombardi of The Athletic, it's becoming what we're all just acknowledging as a fact, and that is Nick Bosa had a down year last year, and he later acknowledged that him getting in here late had something to do with it. So if everyone's acknowledging that right now, then how can you not be really, really concerned, Evan, about what's going on with Ayuk and Trent Williams?
Well, I don't think Nick Bosa regrets doing what he did because he got his money, and that was the goal. If and when Brandon Ayuk receives his contract extension, or, I don't know, God forbid he gets traded and gets paid somewhere else, it will be worth it because the goal of this offseason for Brandon Ayuk, like the goal of last offseason for Nick Bosa, like the goal of the prior offseason for Deebo Samuel, was to get paid, was to get their money. But the consequences of that apply to the team. And there's, it's all on top of, and I'm sure you're going to play this sound in a moment, I can't wait to get to it from Tom Brady, that you're stacking these sort of, I don't know, like agenda-filled obstacles on top of already how difficult it is to bounce back when you lose in the Super Bowl, or even when you get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
When you play for 6 to 8 months, and the Niners played longer than any other team outside the Kansas City Chiefs last season, it's already difficult for you to just go right back to the bottom and have to work your way back. That's something that Kyle Juszczyk talked about last year. However, the difference is I think the Niners felt like they were robbed in the NFC Championship game the year before. Last year, they got beat. And whether they were the better team or not, it doesn't matter because they lost. And I just feel like going right back to the bottom, it just, on top of everything else, I don't know, Steiny, the vibe, it just feels off with the Niners right now. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't feel as difficult as it is right now.
And I think the vibe is off with the Niners. And that's what it feels like more and more people are saying this is Tom Brady on the challenge of a season following going to the Super Bowl and losing. Take a listen.
I think perspective will determine that ultimately when we look back. So in any team in the moment that I would say loses a Super Bowl, how many times have we lost Super Bowl and then the next year the team doesn't make the playoffs? That happens quite a bit. Yeah. And you know why? Because every year you start back at the bottom with everybody else. Whether you win the Super Bowl, whether you finish in 32nd place, you start at the bottom of that mountain that you're trying to climb. And I think someone like the 49ers, for example, they run a great program. I think they have a very good ownership. They have a very good general manager. They have a good head coach. They have a very good quarterback. They have a very good defense and defensive coordinator who they've had. Mm-hmm. And I think those are great fundamentals of what you're looking for to build an organization. Those positions.
All right. So Brady's saying it is tough because psychologically you're 0-0. You're not 12-5 heading into the playoffs with a bye. So Brady does think there's a little something to that, but it's not something the Niners can overcome. But again, I just don't think they're doing themselves any favors. And when I say they, I mean everybody. I mean the guys that aren't there, and I mean the organization and the front office and everybody who's kind of a part of the 49ers right now. It's just the vibe around the Niners doesn't feel right. And now the question we're all trying to ask is, does it matter? And I think it does matter. I think it does. I think it's making this year more challenging. I think it's going to make this year harder.
I agree. And look, it doesn't mean that the Niners are some, you know, bum franchise all because things are going to be harder for them. It just means there's more to overcome. Like Brady also went down the list of everything they do have.
Right.
They still have a really good quarterback. They still have an extremely good head coach. I think, despite some of the ways that they've approached this offseason, I still think they have a pretty heady and knowledgeable front office. You know, the Niners don't all of a sudden seem like they aren't a buttoned-up franchise because of what's happened this offseason on top of losing the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is that they're not making it any more easy for themselves. They're not making this season any easier than it had to be. In fact, they're making it more difficult. And they're making it more difficult because they're not able to get their guys signed that they want to get signed. Trent Williams, to me, is in a different category than Ayuk. Do the Niners want Brandon Ayuk in training camp? Do they want him for this preseason game tonight? The answer is yes. They haven't been able to do it. Is it because of Ayuk? Is it because of the Niners? Quite honestly, we're at the point, Steiny, where that reason doesn't matter to me. All I know is that the Niners have made things more difficult for themselves heading into this season. And what Brady's talking about, he also learned this early in his career, and he learned it after they won a Super Bowl. In 2001, they beat the Rams. It was, you know, the sixth rounder took over for Bledsoe, led them to a Super Bowl. The next year, they missed the playoffs. They went 9-7. It was the only year in New England that Brady didn't win 10 or more games in a year in which he was fully healthy. So he learned it very quickly that just because you get to the mountaintop doesn't mean you get to stay there. And the Niners, for a team that hasn't gotten to the mountaintop, continue to show that they're more focused on themselves than the team. And I didn't get that vibe last year, but I've gotten it this year.
Well, here's what I would say, and I'm going to ask you this question to answer it, but I'm going to answer it myself first. If I were to, and I'll throw it out to the audience too. What, after the training camp has gone like it's going, what is the biggest concern that you have as a Niner fan? And then the second part of it is, what's the one thing that makes you feel good about this season? The most important thing, or the one thing that you value most? And here's the way I would answer that. To me, the most troubling part of the Niners right now is that two of their best offensive players are not in camp. That, to me, is their biggest issue. Trent Williams isn't there, and Brandon Ayuk's not practicing. But I gave this a lot of thought. If you said to me, Steiny, what would you feel the best about? And this is where I guess, want 49er fans' opinion. Because if I really have to tell you what I would be most confident in heading into this year, despite all the issues, believe it or not, it's Kyle Shanahan. The thing that I would feel most confident about with the San Francisco 49ers is that Kyle Shanahan has proven that he's the kind of coach that can get the most out of a team. And because of Kyle Shanahan, I feel like this is going to be a 10-win team, even if it does go south a little bit. Why? Because I think he's that good of a coach, and I think their personnel is that good that the two things lending themselves to each other, it feels to me like it ensures 10 wins. They have 10-win talent, and they have a coach. They have at least 10-win talent, and they have a coach who knows how to get 10 wins out of a team that has this much talent, maybe more. So, like, that's – and the reason I thought about it was because we talk so much about Kyle Shanahan, and there's still so many people out there that question him or that say he, you know, he'll never win the big one, or he's made mistakes in big games, or he forgot the overtime rule. He should have challenged 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. All those things, called a timeout in the Super Bowl in 19, all those things are true. But yet, to me, because they have Kyle Shanahan and they still have pretty darn good personnel, that's what I feel most confident about, that Shanahan will get them to win enough games in the regular season to make the playoffs.
But
then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's never had a problem in the regular season, though. The problem for Shanahan typically tends to arise come January and February. So, no, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't feel bad about Shanahan, or that I would feel confident in Shanahan. He has no reason to... He's never led you astray in the regular season outside of when his roster's been decimated by injury. In fact, he's had a floor. The issue with Shanahan has always been his ceiling. So if you're asking me what I feel best about the Niners,
right?
Are we talking about winning a Super Bowl? Or are we talking about getting to the playoffs?
I'll play it right down the middle. A successful season.
What's a successful season?
Well, I'll let that up to you to define it. Seriously.
What was last year a successful season, you think?
What am I, Giannis Antetokounmpo? You asking me that question? I mean,
well, you could talk to me like that.
I hate to. Was it a successful season? I guess most 49er fans would have to say no, but I'm not a fan. I look at a team that went 12-5. One of the games they lost, they didn't even care. I look at a team that got to the Super Bowl again, and so. Yes, did they win a Super Bowl? No. But I, as an observer, have a big problem saying it wasn't successful just because they lost a game to the best quarterback in the game and one of the best head coaches in the game. Like, you just can't over... Well,
I just
don't think you can. It's just not
like
fair
if you don't win a
say,
Super Bowl, it's not a
exactly,
success. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that.
I think it was a success. I mean, I think there were a lot of successful things that happened. One, the year Brock Purdy had last year. Like, how can you can be disappointed they didn't win the Super Bowl, but you can't call it a failure or not a successful year? Because you can't say Brock Purdy didn't have a good year. You know what I mean? You can't say McCaffrey didn't stay at the highest level of a running back. So, you can't say, boy, Fred Warner was a year of failure. Well, Fred Warner was damn good all year long.
He was the best linebacker in football.
Exactly. So I do tend to view it a little bit differently. But the one thing that I do, like, I fully expect the Niners are going to be good. They're going to be good. And when I assess a team or this team, that's the starting point. Okay, we know they're going to be good. But it doesn't mean you automatically expect a Super Bowl title, and if you don't get it, it's a failure. It'll be frustrating. it'll be excruciating, but I just have a problem with not saying there weren't a lot of things last year for the Niners that went extremely well.
No, I agree, but I also think that they were the best team in football last year, and they were not left standing as the best team in football last year.
But
so I think 2021 was a success, because I don't think that roster was a roster that should have been in the NFC Championship game, especially with what we know now about Jimmy Garoppolo. 2022, they had two quarterbacks hurt, and they still got to the NFC Championship game. I guess technically they had three quarterbacks hurt because one got hurt in the NFC Championship. That to me is a success. If I tell you two, if your starting quarterback gets hurt and your backup gets hurt and you make it to the title game, that to me is a success. Last year wasn't a failure to me, but I don't know if I can go so far as to say it was a success. Because, and I know that's a really high bar, but I felt like everything last year was aligned for them to get it done, and they didn't. And they had everything break their way. You know, Green Bay upset Dallas. You didn't have to play the Rams. The Lions were a team that was probably not ready yet to take that next step forward. I think the Chiefs had the best quarterback, but I'm not so sure that the Chiefs... I thought Baltimore was a better team than them. You know, Baltimore came into Santa Clara and just absolutely wrecked the Niners. I thought that they had a great chance to win a Super Bowl. I think they caught a lot of breaks last year as far as health. McCaffrey got 400 touches last year, didn't skip a beat. You know, he was banged up for a little bit. They didn't have any season-ending injuries outside of, I think, Hufanga at, you know, impact positions. Greenlaw was unfortunate, but that happened in the last game of the season. You know, there's just a lot of things that cannot go there, that went their way last year, that might not go their way this year.
That I agree with. I absolutely agree with. But I also, when I look at the Niners, I say, I'm going to take this year in a vacuum, even though I'm not going to, is what I'm saying. So 2 years ago, you're right. They get to the NFC Championship game, and they end up getting there with Purdy, and he ends up getting hurt, and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Okay. We had a great year.
I thought that was a great year.
Okay, great year. Okay, now we go to the next year. Well, what do we got here? Well, let me tell you what we got. We got one of the best teams in football. Now, when you said they were the best team last year, I would disagree with
that. Their best roster, I don't know.
Okay, but like I would say, they were probably the best team in football, and this is the easy way out. They were the best team in football early, and they were the best team in football maybe late in the regular season. Were they the best team in the playoffs?
From week one until the Super Bowl, I think they had the best season, like the most consistently high-level season of any team in the NFL.
Even counting the playoff games that are probably more important than the first few games, knowing they weren't playing their best. Like, were they playing their best football at the end? And we're just, like, this is just a conversation. This isn't something I want to pick a fight with you on.
No. But what was one thing that they hadn't proved prior to the postseason last year? That they could come from behind. In adverse situations.
Right.
That they could win while playing off script. That was something, I think Fred Warner even said that. You know, he used the word front running. They were front runners for much of last season.
Right.
In the postseason, against Green Bay and Detroit, they proved that they weren't just front runners. So yes, they didn't play their best game. You know, they were down 17 points in the NFC Championship at half. But because that was the one box they hadn't checked, I will say they're playing their best football.
Okay. But they didn't get it done. Fair enough. So then we go to last year. All right. Well, now we're coming into last season saying, well, Brock Purdy's pretty good. It looks like we got a quarterback here in Brock Purdy. We still don't know. He only played half the season last year. But Purdy's pretty good. And we also know that we're loaded. We're loaded if you're a Niner fan. Okay. So now they head into last year. They get all the way to the Super Bowl. They don't win it. The way I look at it is, even though I'm looking at this year in a vacuum, you cannot dismiss the last 2 years. And there's nobody that'll tell you that the 49ers aren't loaded again, and they should absolutely, positively be there. I stop short of saying demanding a title or expecting a title, because I do think there's too much that can happen. But I want to be a fan of a team that goes into a year saying, we're loaded. We're going to be there. Like, they're going to be there, you would think. And, yeah, they may have to do it from a wild card spot. They might have to do it as a third seed. Maybe they will end up as a first seed. But I would look at this year like, the thing that makes me feel the best about the Niners is they've got a track record now for 2 years. They've essentially got the same roster, same, like, they're going to be good, right? They're going to be good.
But the expectation is not just to be good.
Right. But that knowledge that you're good will get you to the place you need to get to in order to even think about a Super Bowl. Whereas I think a lot of teams have to worry about getting there. Now, I'm not saying the 49ers can mail it in, but what I do think, how many playoff teams? Six in each conference?
Seven, right?
Six or seven? Each kind? Doesn't matter. They're going to be one of the top six or seven teams in the NFC. If anybody would like to bet me on that right now, I'll take that bet. They're going to the playoffs, like I would say.
Is that your mailbag question?
No. All I'm saying is,
I think that the Niners are going to make the playoffs. However,
exactly.
Did you feel great about the Niners' chances to win the Super Bowl at this time last year?
I thought they had a chance, yeah.
Do you think they had the same chance this year?
I think it's going to be a little harder. I think it's going to be harder this year.
I think it's going to be a lot harder.
Okay. We're still in agreement.
No, but that's my point, though. This is supposed to be the year. There is an expectation not just to get back to the big game, but to win the game. What has happened this offseason, all the issues that we've been talking about, that impacts how I view their chances to win a Super Bowl.
I get that.
What I would be most confident in, and I don't know, I guess we got a second here, it's not Shanahan, but it is the leadership on the team. That's what I would be confident in. And I know they lost Armstead, who was a captain of theirs for the last four seasons. I think that Trent is going to be back by week one. He's one of their five returning captains. Warner, Kittle, Debo, Purdy, and to an extent, Williams. Those five guys, their leadership on the field, the players, that's what gives me confidence.
Doesn't Kyle Shanahan give you confidence? That you're going to the postseason,
yeah. But
along with those guys,
but he doesn't give me confidence compared to those guys that all of a sudden they're going to be a Super Bowl team. Again, I said this earlier. I'm more about players than coaches.
No, I got you. But they have Super Bowl type players, clearly.
Yes,
right.
I think that those players need to be the difference, because Kyle Shanahan, doesn't matter who the players are, he has not won yet a Super Bowl.
Here's the other thing I do think about football, though, too, is I think football, because it's a year-to-year league, something could happen. So I get it. On the one hand, I'm saying this team's going to make the playoffs. We know it. But I also know that it's hard. Teams don't make the playoffs that expect to. So what I'm saying is, if they get to the playoffs, then they knock on the door. And that's what I want out of my team every year. Sure, let's all finish it off this year. 888-957-9570. Talk more Niners in the
LCS. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This one goes out to all the scratchers lovers.
Scratchers are perfect for a little fun. You can scratch them in more ways than one. A back scratcher could scratch every single square inch. A ping pong paddle could scratch in a pinch.
If you're in the mood, try a pointy stick or tape together a bunch of toothpicks.
Yeah, you can scratch a million playful ways. Scratches from the California lottery. A little play can make your day.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim.
When selecting a financial institution, how do you know you're making the right choice? As Bay Area Bank customers find themselves at a crossroads, maybe it's good to consider if you want your bank to be community-oriented or corporate-minded. Fremont Bank has grown by providing stable, consistent service to the region, its families, and its businesses for 60 years, all without a single merger. And we intend for more of the same for the next 60. Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by a workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer & Gerson can help get you back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer & Gerson at 510-345-2341 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer & Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
For kids. No more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate today and it can be picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss Hip Hop 101, featuring performances by Public Enemy, Cypress Hill, Too Short, De La Soul, and more. It goes down on November 9th at Oakland Arena. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. And for your chance to score tickets to the show, enter online at 957thegame.com.
Football coverage on 957 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Call you a dork like I did a couple years ago because I really rock with you. I really rock with you. But
now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm kicking myself right now.
Why?
Because I should have started the show.
I don't know, you're that flexible.
With what I'm about to say instead of what I did say, but that's okay. I was thinking about this, and I know, look, maybe I'm getting hung up on the word failure. when we talk about last year's 49ers.
But yeah, you got to get, I never said that word.
Okay. Unsuccessful. Would you say that?
Disappointing.
Okay. Disappointing's fine. Disappointing's a fair word to use. But here's the way I view sports. And I remember now saying this last year, right around this point, okay? And I could have been wrong. I was almost wrong. I was almost wrong.
On what?
So, 2 years ago, Brock Purdy starts 5 games.
Yeah.
In the regular season for the Niners. 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They go to the playoffs.
5-0.
They go to the playoffs. They get to the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy gets hurt, right?
Yep.
So what I remember saying before the start of next year, Steiny, you think this, Steiny, the 49ers going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. Why not? I said, you know why? I just think it's going to be hard and it might be a touch unrealistic. I'm looking at it like, are you really telling me that Brock Purdy, who quarterbacked 5 games in the NFL regular season, was a 7th-round draft pick, is going to lead a team to the Super Bowl in the first year he's ever quarterbacked a team from the start of the season to the end of the season? I was almost wrong. He almost did it. So what I take out of it, the way I look at this team and the way I look at sports is, that's why last year, it could have been frustrating, disappointing, all those things. But the 49ers learned last year that they can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. And so now that question isn't even being asked, whether or not Purdy can do it. And when people say, well, I think last year was their best chance, I would say, you're crazy. Because last year, you think that was the best year you had to win a Super Bowl when you were coming into a season with a quarterback who'd only played 5 games? I would say they have a better, if all things were on balance, they have a better chance this year because now Purdy has a season and a half behind him and he's got 2 playoff appearances under his belt and now he's played in a Super Bowl above, like now it's official. Like, they can do this with Brock Purdy. There were still questions, I think, about that last year.
There were. But what are the questions now?
The questions now have changed.
And they're not about football. They're about not, contracts. Right. They're about first-round receiver. They're about why you paid McCaffrey but didn't pay this guy and didn't pay that guy. I think you're right.
I acknowledge all those, but I'm just looking specifically like at Purdy. Like, let's not minimize what he showed last year, and let's not pretend like we weren't worried about whether he could do it last year at the beginning of the season before he'd ever played a full season.
Well, I would disagree on now we know that Purdy can win a Super Bowl.
Well,
but
when I say win, I mean guide a team. Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, what I learned through the playoffs is that Purdy can take a leap, but that he needs to get better.
Like, okay,
Brock
fair.
Purdy last postseason, I thought he was good. He was for someone who, you know, had only had, what was it, 7-8 starts under his belt, I guess the previous season, then going into his first full season as a starter. Like, yeah, Purdy was pretty good. But in the postseason, he was, you know, about 61-62% completion, 230-240 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick in 3 games. Like, his numbers from the regular season decreased.
No doubt.
I'm not saying that he has to get better, his numbers have to be better than they were in the regular season because he had one of the most efficient passing seasons ever. But this year, he has to be better in the postseason.
Okay.
And it sounds like you believe he can be.
Of course. Of course he can be because I
didn't come away from last postseason thinking that, now we know Purdy's good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know about that. But what I'm saying is 24,
yeah.
Like, I don't associate what happened to him, whatever you deem or people think happened to him in the postseason last year, as anything other than a young quarterback playing in the playoffs early in his career who's probably going to experience some growing pains. But while he's experiencing those growing pains in the postseason, they've made it to a conference championship and a Super Bowl. So that, to me, is why last year was hugely important, because now you know that they can do this, or at least are capable of doing it.
They were capable of doing it with that team. They were capable of doing it against those opponents up until the Super Bowl.
But I mean, I just look at it like, okay, what? How about if I give you this? Boy, the 49ers should have won the Super Bowl last year. God, Purdy just needed to be better. Well, you know what? I'll bet he is better the next postseason he plays in. And it has nothing to do with Purdy. It has to do with, I think most quarterbacks are going to be better in their second playoff game than their first, then their fifth instead of their third, then their tenth instead of their fifth. And so, yeah, but like, that's the way I look at it.
Statistically speaking, the best playoff game that Purdy has ever played was the very first one he played in.
Okay.
He threw three touchdowns against the Seattle Seahawks. He was, like, that's the best game he's played.
All right.
He hasn't had a better statistical game since then.
Okay. And
I'm not saying that he never will, but...
Right. And I would say, well, yeah, that makes sense, because I'll bet you that Seattle team, of the five playoff games he played against, were the fifth best of the five playoff teams he played in his five playoff games.
Yeah, but, okay, what I'm saying is, all right, Brock Purdy, I don't know, I don't think he proved enough to me. What he did prove last offseason is that he's not going to falter, or he's not going to fold because his team is down or he's playing in disadvantageous positions. That's what he proved to me last postseason. He has not proved to me yet that he's a Super Bowl caliber winning quarterback. I think the Niners had a Super Bowl caliber team last year. They needed him to be better, and he wasn't.
He got the goal, my brother.
Boy, I want to respond, but we got to go. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Have you been in a car accident? Chilton Auto Body is 15 convenient Bay Area locations to help restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Chilton Auto Body is also actively hiring for all positions. For more details, head to ChiltonAutoBody.com. The Bay Area's leader in collision repair.
I joined the military for my kid and his mom. I miss my son a lot. One of the things with the military is tobacco, but that's how a lot of people try to deal with mental issues. Everyone's vaping constantly. After my first hit of a vape, I was hooked like that. Once I got back home from my deployment, I caught my son trying to hit my vape. That was it. I had to quit.
Isaiah started vaping to try to deal with stress and quit because of his son. Learn how he and other Californians are rising above big tobacco at undo.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336 or biglou.com.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? Now through September 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for 12 months with a one-year contract. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix for just $35 a month. Switch at Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular Internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
From Carriage House to glass aluminum doors, R&S Doors has a...
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.